warm up our community. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for all your fish-finding technology. HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And Macklin Smith from HMS is going to join us on the Outdoor Show this weekend. We'll talk more about that coming up. Now, star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing. Hey, man.
Hey, good morning. Boy, I'll tell you what, I tune in for that show. You talk about a cat that knows marine electronics. That dude right there knows his stuff. That's be an interesting show, especially the way marine electronics are changing now, you know, from year to year. And it's just happening so fast, you know, and really there's the technology that's out there. He can get into it, man. It's amazing. If you really are good with that electronics, how much it can benefit you fishing.
Yeah, you've talked about that in the past. And, yeah, text me any questions you have, because that's what I've got a whole, you know, a legal pad here full of questions for him. And we'll talk about that Saturday morning on the Outdoor Show. Let's talk about, first of all, what happened to our east and Hurricane Michael, a big hurricane. You spent some time on that stretch of the Florida Gulf Coast.
I did, yeah, years ago, you know, so a few years ago, red fishing, and it's anybody that's been down there knows. I mean, it's basically, you know, it kind of reminds me a lot if you've driven the stretch between, you know, Alabama Port and Bayou La Batrie down 188. It's just a spitting image of that. Of course, you know, miles and miles more of it, you know, but just low-lying pine and that sort of thing. And I just I talked to a couple of the guys that I know over there, and man, they just it was pretty brutal for them, you know. So you know, we've been through it here, and you can really sympathize with them. You know, we were glued to the TV the whole time and watching them, as I'm sure a lot of other people were. And boy, just thoughts you know, for them over there. They that was a rough time.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's going to take a long time for recovery over there. Captain Bobby, let's talk about the good news. And back here on our side of the storm, where, you know, we skated by this one, we didn't have a damage. What about fishing? Fishing on a normal track? I mean, like you said, it's been summertime hot the whole way into October.
Yeah, well, that sigh of relief you just heard was my air conditioner going off finally after right. How many months of catching the breath. But, yeah, man, you know, we got the kind of the combination of the west side of that storm and this cold front that's coming through. Obviously, it's dropping the air temperatures, and of course, with that, the water temperatures are going to start dropping too. That's when you'll see kind of this thing to really go into a true transition. And with that, what you're going to see is a lot of the shrimp that are kind of staged down at the lower end of the bay start pushing up into the rivers. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, you're going to need a couple more of these cool fronts to really get it down there. But that's what you'll see start to happen. And as what's been going on, where you're, you know, running from point A to point B and seeing just a few gulls diving or here, that's those schools of shrimp that are being run to the surface by trout that are on the move. So keep your eyes open for that. That's been the key to the whole deal for me. Oh, gosh, I don't know, in 3 or 4 weeks now, is just watching that transitional deal going on. It's going on in the sound and up the bay. So you can do that. I also had a couple good redfish catches at the end of some of our trout trips the other day. I'm really kind of happy to see a lot of the reds that are over some of the grass, both up on the northern end of the bay, you know, south of the interstate, as well as down in the sound at the mouths of the creeks. You know, it's going to be looking to be like one of those bumper crop falls for a redfish too.
That's so much fun. How are you targeting them over the grass? What are you using?
Well, the best thing, you know, if you get up, particularly up, you know, south of the interstate, up on those grass flats, the best thing is, because they're real spread out, is any kind of moving bait that you can get over the grass. If the water's high enough, little crankbaits were doing really well. If the grass was thick, I was going to a gold spoon, believe it or not. It's kind of a universal redfish bait that I use everywhere except here, but that was really a productive bait, was a gold spoon, and one day we'll talk a little bit about using that lure, because anywhere you go from South Florida to South Texas, the gold spoon will catch a redfish.
That is for sure. Let's talk about quickly, if people want to get a trip booked with you for some fall catching, how do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got all of our contact information on there. You can get us that way, and we'll get you set up for this fall.
That's perfect, Captain Bobby. I appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and HMS Marine Electronics.